Here's a startling truth. You've been reading the same way since elementary school. Those techniques that helped you decode See, Spot, Run are now sabotaging your ability to process the 200-plus emails, reports, and articles flooding your inbox daily. While your professional responsibilities have multiplied exponentially, your reading toolkit remains frozen in childhood. The result? Mountains of unread material, constant overwhelm, and the nagging feeling that everyone else somehow has more hours in their day. But what if the problem isn't time? It's technique. What if you could double or triple your reading speed while actually improving comprehension? The transformation begins by recognizing three invisible habits holding you hostage: mind wandering, regression, and subvocalization. Mind wandering comes in two flavors. Active wandering connects new information to what you already know. That's beneficial. Passive wandering has you mentally composing grocery lists while your eyes scan meaningless words. Regression means backtracking to reread sentences, often unconsciously, driven by insecurity or wandering attention. Place a white card above the line you're reading, not below, to catch yourself in this time-wasting act. But the biggest speed killer? Subvocalization, that inner voice pronouncing every single word. This mental narration chains your reading speed to speaking speed, roughly 150 words per minute. Poetry and legal contracts might warrant this careful approach, but your colleague's project update certainly doesn't. Try pressing your tongue to the roof of your mouth or humming softly while reading. Feel strange? That discomfort signals you're breaking free from the invisible chains of word-by-word processing. Your eyes don't glide smoothly across text. They leap and pause in quick bursts, about 4 stops per line. Information enters only during these stops, called fixations. Untrained readers capture just a few characters per stop, requiring dozens of fixations per paragraph. Efficient readers train themselves to capture entire phrases with each glance. Test your peripheral vision. Focus on one word and notice how much surrounding text you can perceive without moving your eyes. That zone expands through practice. Try the phrase flashing exercise. Use an index card to briefly expose phrases, then recall what you saw. Your brain initially resists this increased information load, but adapts as it seeks meaning. Before opening any document, ask, why am I reading this, and what might I need this information for? If you can't articulate clear answers, skip it. Your environment affects concentration dramatically. Test this. Read for 10 minutes in your usual conditions, noting pages completed and retention. Then change everything. Find a quiet desk, silence your phone, play instrumental Mozart, and read for another 10 minutes. The difference will astonish you. Stop reading every word. Focus on keywords, the longer, meaning-rich words carrying most information. In The Brown Dog Ran Across the Street, catch only brown dog, ran, and street. Your brain fills the rest, doubling your speed. Better still, read in thought groups, capturing entire phrases per fixation. Instead of 7 fixations for the brown dog ran across the street, see the brown dog ran across the street in 2 glances. Practice marking slashes between natural clusters until recognition becomes automatic. Try indenting. Start reading 1/2 inch inside the left margin and stop 1/2 inch before the right margin, eliminating 1 fixation per line and increasing speed over 10%. Preview before diving in. Examine titles, subheadings, first sentences of paragraphs, and conclusions. Check visual elements, charts, graphs, photos, which communicate ideas faster than words. This delivers roughly 40% of a nonfiction text's key information in under 5 minutes. That towering reading stack isn't a productivity failure, it's a triage opportunity. Like emergency room physicians, categorize by priority. Unsubscribe from irrelevant sources. Preview everything to determine what deserves careful reading versus skimming versus discarding. Cut out essential articles rather than keeping entire issues. Finding reading time requires honest examination. Track activities in 15-minute intervals for 1 week to discover hidden gaps and multitasking opportunities during commutes or waiting periods. Carry reading material everywhere to transform idle moments into productive ones. For email management, check senders and recipients. Group emails are typically less urgent. Use subject lines and preview functions to assess urgency before applying speed reading techniques. Like race car drivers adjusting speed for track conditions, efficient readers shift between detailed reading, skimming, scanning, and strategic skipping. Skimming extracts main ideas, perfect for pulling key concepts from large volumes. Read the first sentence of each paragraph where main ideas typically appear, add phrases from the second sentence if needed, then quickly scan for names, dates, numbers, and relevant details. Most nonfiction contains 60% filler. Previewing often suffices. Critical reading questions both the author's perspective and your own. Consider their background, motives, and biases. Are they presenting facts or opinions? Examine your reactions. Strong emotions often signal personal bias. Understand what's written before making inferences. Scanning locates specific information by placing a pen vertically down the page center, making one eye stop left and right of each line. Skipping means deliberately leaving unnecessary or repetitive material unread. Technical reading requires different strategies. This challenging material, unfamiliar vocabulary, important statistics, completely new information demands patience. Preview first. Identify unfamiliar terms, look for who, what, when, where, why, and how, then apply faster reading strategies at a slower pace. Review through repetition. Discuss it, read related materials, apply the information, share it. Before using a dictionary, decode words using prefixes, roots, and suffixes. Figuring out meaning independently builds lasting comprehension. Your physical state directly impacts reading effectiveness. Sleep-deprived reading is like driving with foggy windows. Technically possible, but dangerously inefficient. 8 to 9 hours of sleep, protein-rich foods, and movement to oxygenate your brain aren't luxuries, but necessities. Before demanding reading, try a brain dump. Write down every distracting thought to clear mental space. Athletes prepare before competitions with proper fuel, rest, and warm-up. Reading demands similar preparation. The difference between optimal and depleted states can mean absorbing key concepts in one pass versus rereading the same paragraph 5 times without retention. Morning protein provides amino acids for forming new neural connections. Brief walks between sessions increase blood flow, enhancing comprehension. Even posture matters. Slouching restricts breathing and reduces alertness, while sitting upright promotes sustained focus. These aren't minor details. They're foundational elements of effective reading. Reading 30 minutes daily for 2 years can make you an authority in any field. A remarkable return when employers expect continuous learning but rarely provide training time. Beyond work, you process countless documents without considering them reading. Warranties, tax forms, proposals, memos. Faster reading skills let you finally review important documents most people sign without reading. For leisure reading, especially fiction, abandon these efficiency techniques entirely. Read at whatever pace brings joy. Skip boring parts, slow down for beautiful passages. The goal isn't speed, but experience. Track progress by timing yourself for 1 minute, counting lines read, and multiplying by average words per line. Past reading habits don't dictate future performance. The road to knowledge begins with the turn of a page, and now you possess the tools to travel it with confidence.